There's definitely almost a magnetic attraction as you hold me again. You smile and say I look nice in my dress. And I quickly help you back up to speed. We're trying the quick step tonight, and the footwork is dreadful to get your head round. As we do, of course, my dress swings around my legs and the folds flick and gather. It actually feels really quite sensuous. See? It gathers between my legs. And back again. The skirt hits round your legs too. You seem to like to watch the way my dress swells and blooms out. And then, in a pause, you come so close to me and say, you'd miss me. I was hoping that was the case and that you weren't just avoiding me, regretting asking me out. There's a murmur from some of the others as they see us. A few giggles. Makes me blush. I feel you're going to kiss me in front of everyone. So I squeeze your hand and say to you, everyone's looking. And I turn both of us so your back is facing those nosy few, and I look right up at you. My stomach goes tight because you do kiss me. The class goes on and we dance, but every chance you get, there's a flirt or a kiss on my hand or a giggle or you blow nice breath against my ear, make my hair move. You seem to hold me closer than ever. There's no frame at all by the end of the class. Our bodies are almost touching. We leave the hall. I keep swallowing. You offer me a lift home again. We stop at the pub. It's not such a cold night. We sit outside with our drinks, and this time we just kiss almost relentlessly. I don't want to go home. It's dark. The way your tongue swirls in my mouth, the way you pull my lips with your lips and nuzzle me with your nose, you nuzzle around my ears. You nuzzle across my face. You nuzzle into my collarbone, right down my coat collar. I'm sure if it was summer, you'd be even further down. My stomach goes so tight. And it does get darker, and I say we better go, and you persuade me it's for the best. Now it's our fourth date, and I've come to your place with you. Invite me in. We've had all afternoon, it's Sunday, walking and talking in the park. I've pushed you against a tree to kiss and almost lose control. Well, I do. You're sensible and just hold me tight and until I calm back down. And here we are. You decided to ask me round for dinner. The simple pleasures in life, sharing as we mess about. You open the wine and we sit together and eat, enjoying each other's company. And the meal is all the tastier because we made it together. There's something sweet from pudding. And we nibble bits and pieces as we sit watching a film on the television and we're snuggling. Oh, a lovely calm comes over us as we hold hands and I fiddle with the collar on your shirt and the top button. I poke a finger to make the second button come open. Your hairy chest is what my fingertips are touching. And you look down to see what I'm giggling for. I look into your eyes and kiss your neck. And your arm tightens around me. We cuddle more. Warm, satisfied from food. We stay there for some time. The fiddling and gentle kisses carry on until the film finishes. And I turn off the television. And your arms get tighter again. And this time, it's my top button that you unlock. It's my soft cleavage that your fingertips tickle. And it's soon shared breaths that become faster. Because now our appetites are for something else. Now my tongue tastes your skin and your mouth and your tongue searches for the parts of my neck that make me go weak and bring me the power, that power at the same time. Your hands roam over me and you pull my leg over your hip. I can tell you're excited. I need to kiss you more and more. And you let me moan into your mouth. And I rub between your legs and over your pants. And your hand runs down to rubbing. I grip your cock through the pants and squeeze. You groan quite loudly. Take your pants off. Suddenly we're both struggling and trying to sort of sit up and wiggle. And I end up giggling at each other trying to get our clothes off as quickly as possible. I put my hand on your chest and then I caress your cock. You moan rhythmically with my touches and I moan too. My lace band is only the merest barrier between your fingers and my hot heat. You ask me to turn over and you slowly pull my panties down over my bottom. And you kiss the small of my back and your hands caress. And then you surprise me. There you are. You've slid underneath me. You're staring right between my legs over at me. I can't believe. All of me. and I'm faced with your boxes. That wine. Oh, the fever grown in us. Can't stop. You're rubbing my pussy. Waves of desire. Oh, your pants have gone. Your shorts. I push them away. And finally see the cock I've felt pressing against me lately. Its aroma fills up my nose as you look at me. And I'm aware that you can see all of my kind. My body's hot and my scent is also in the air. And you close your eyes and hungrily take in my scent. I hear your deep breath. Oh fuck. You can see me in the most intimate of ways here on your sofa, your couch. And here's where we will taste each other for the first time. My thighs tremble. You take my clit, your wonderful flicks, pulling me. I long for you to bury your face there. 69. My voice is high pitched and cracked with excitement. I'm suddenly wanting it so much. My moans give away the desire I have, and the consent is well understood. I want to feel that meat. I want to feel the heat and sink my teeth into you. So hungry. But I will not hurt you. I just need. These dates of these kisses and everything, they've just fueled this fierce passion in me. Each time you kiss on my thigh and breathe on my wetness, I feel weak, made gentle. And two powerful waves crash together in my mind, fierce need and weakened, and just fucking lose my mind. I'm moving my body. Who knows what I'm doing? My hips move on their own. I'm completely aroused and barely able to think. I lean down to where your cock waits on my mouth and I lick what I crave. The pre-cum clear and thick rolls like a ball on my tongue and I see your cock spring in response. My hands hold it still now. To let me lick and give me the long lick of a hungry woman. Circle the whole head and push the tip of my tongue on the joint. Needing more taste, I suck. My lips close over the noisy suction. Makes you moan, and my hips are just moving over your mouth, and I feel the same suction from you as we complete the circle. The lover's energy can flow from each of us into the other. Oh, fuck. My mouth waters and it runs down your length, and I suck the flavour up from you. The salt of your skin is faint, but the aroma from your balls is warm and spiced. My nose goes down to those balls as I suck as much of you in as I can. My eyes open and close with the swallows, with the miraculous feeling from your mouth on my fucking pussy. I feel myself stretched and widened in the opening. Groan deeply over your cock as the best feeling is felt. Your thick tongue pushing inside my meaty and hot, your nose crushing your lips on my lips. reach for my G-spot deep. Spaces run with my juice. Freed by your suction, I lift my mouth off your cock for a second. Oh, you fucker. You fucker. You sexy fucker. I can't help it. Oh, fuck me with your fucking tongue. Then, the same loud voice, I suck your cock and thrust my hips. I'm fucking you. And you fuck my face the way I wanted you to fuck mine. I feel your fingers dig in the thighs and cheeks as you pull yourself up to my open legs. I plunge my face down on your cock faster and faster, sinking as deep as I can. Your hips, your thrusts, making me moan. I get so loud, I have no thought of anything now but carnal desires and my fucking hunger for you. You sexy fucker. Oh, waking the beast. And you just call my name, Rosie, Rosie, through your muffled breaths. Asking me to come for you. Come for me. You keep repeating it, come for me. I can't help it. The whole erotic nature of being like this. First time with you buried in me. Your face, your nose, your everything. A tremor runs through your body. I can feel it. And I sense the surge is building up. My cunt tightens around you, and I scream. Oh! Ecstasy. My mouth is immediately back on yours. I drain you. I suck that fucking... Drain into me and I drink and swallow. And I fucking collapse between your legs. Your cock ends up squashed between my tits under me. I don't even know where my legs are compared to your head. I think my cunt's on your neck. Sweating and exhausted, collapsed in heaps, limbs entangled. I move slightly and you move, we end up laying next to each other, recovering. The greatest pleasure we shared. And you say, Rosie, darling, is there anything else you want to try? Oh, absolutely. Wow, you... you sexy sod. That was... absolutely great. Can't stop myself from moaning as my body still feels the echoes of that tremendous orgasm. Surprised by how turned on I wasn't delighted that I've had the same effect on you. After a little while you sit up and take my hand and lead me upstairs to your bed. And kiss. just cuddling, kissing, you nuzzle, you just can't stop that nuzzling. I love it. I kiss and taste my taste on your lips. I'm so hungry for you. Now my cunt's hungry too. Total bliss. Tightening on each other. Your orgasms. It's close. Sensitive cock is being tortured by this rubbing. My clit too. It's too fucking intense. But I can't stop. I don't wanna fucking stop. Oh, I don't wanna fucking stop. Do it. Do it. Do it. Fucking do it. Panting, smiling, panting and grinning. I love the way I feel right now. My body's flying and I'm floating. 2 feet off the bed with energy and happiness. You just shout out that you fucking want me. It's so erotic. I felt the mother of a wave of ecstasy. And then you shout out you love me. I don't know whether to giggle. Can't love me. But I love you too. Fuck. Oh, please, God. I pray I can have this feeling every day. Chatting with you. Cooking with you. Standing in the rain and the cold. If I'm with you. Be wrapped up in this fuzzy warm blanket of deep warmth. I turn my head and gasp. I don't want you to stop telling me this. I fell in love with you when you blushed holding my hand. Oh, you made me feel so special. I just want you to know I feel that way too. I do. I really do. My eyes suddenly well up as I tell out my heart. God, it's such a fantastic feeling to just say those words. And looking into a pair of twinkling eyes that feel the same way too. My chest aches and swell at my heart. And you reach and grab my side and pull me right up to your body and hold me tight. And when you sit up and kiss me and whisper, stay with me tonight. It's not a question, it's just a statement of what we both want. And I nod and smile at your crooked grin, taking my hand, kiss it, so warm, and you whisper in my ear. whisper about Ricardo in his house. And I remember our first sort of date. Such a silly devil, I giggle. And I tried to spank your ass, but my hand only softly does that, inhibited by the cover on the bed. So I turn and tickle your abs and your tummy, and I make a high-pitched squeak as if I make it, it's going to make you laugh. Tickle, tickle, tickle! Show me how to dance under the covers. I'm not sure if I saw your hip action. And I lift up the covers to stare at your cock and balls and giggle, groping you. And finally, this kind of uninhibited freedom to touch you, and we both are so comfortable with each other, not scared of touching. I know you're looking at my naked skin too, and I caress your balls, and it makes you sigh. And you kiss my tits and suckle me, and I'm wet again. I'm so turned on. But this time it's because of the intimacy, the ease of sharing, happily sinking into the pillow as you kiss all over my chest and neck. Kind of snuggle, yet still love making the post-coital bliss. Moan as you kiss, your lips on my skin feels just heavenly. Don't stop, every part of me, kiss, let me kiss every part of you, and you call me bossy boots. That you're a man with a plan. Well, get on with it. You're wasting valuable kissing time here. I giggle and we tickle and play and wrestle until I kiss your mouth with passion again. I love this. I love you. Warm and playful and giggly. Though my hands are held by you and you stretch them up towards the headboard. It's so dominant as you do this, I fill with heat for you. My long sigh and my naughty gasp tell you I want you to take charge. And your jaw becomes set as I see you turned on at that thought. I speak, because your mouth is busy immediately with a deep snog. Presses my head deep into the pillow. Oh. Fuck. I gasp the word I never expected so much arousal to be coursing through me. You asked me to meet you at the coffee shop. It's a cold, cloudy winter afternoon at lunchtime on Saturday. People come in and out for their daily caffeine. Cold wind blows in with everybody enters. I look to see each person entering to see if it's you. Sit in the corner. Realize that you are. You can't come over straight away. There's too many people. You order a latte and it quickly comes and You hold it in your hands. It's nice and hot. It warms you. I can see you're cold. You fidget with something in your pocket. You cross over to me. And I hear your lovely, warm, familiar voice. It's him. My heartbeat started to race. I'm anxious to stand up to greet you. And there's people in the way. And they've got shopping bags and there's people with phones in their hands. I just smile across everybody and see your eyes looking at me and grin. And you come over, finally able to get through everybody. And all I can say or do is to just hug you. I think I catch you off guard because you're not moving. You've got the cup in your hand anyway and you don't want to spill it. I wanted to do this to you, and I think you wanted to hug me too. You managed to put your cup down, and then you hug me even tighter. We both stand there in the busy coffee shop for over a minute just hugging. I don't care how it looks to the others. I want this. We're in love. After some time, I hear you suggesting that we should sit down, but you don't let go of me. I love that. You can let go of me now, I say. I'm so full of happy thoughts and proud that people might be watching us. The hug feels so good. I feel a blush. And I smile and stand between your legs and you sit down on the seat, the high stool that they have in these places. And I nuzzle your neck for change. I can feel your thighs squeeze mine a little as you let me stand up more, and I'm right there close. I nick a sip of your hot drink. I'm surprised by you placing something suddenly in my hand. You still have one glove on and you pull it off with your teeth smiling. While you're doing that, I open it to find a keychain. And a shiny red jewel heart. My tummy flips over as you say, "You wish you could call me something better." But what can be better than being there together? Being welcome to your home. I see it's your key. Welcome to your I love you too, my darling man. I hug you and kiss you. And I take out the key ring, mischievously put it over my two fingers, and I wink and say cutely, "It's a bit big, but I accept." And I pinch your smiling cheek, quickly take it and add it to my keys. Feel your hand under my coat holding, and then you pinch my bum. I squeak! Oi! And giggle as you punish me for my naughty joke, teasing you. But I gently moan under my breath quietly as your hands stay there, both of them cupping my ass cheeks and making me feel sexy. I giggle again. The thoughts of going to see a film at the movies disappear. Maybe we should go and check the key works properly. I'm gonna lift up your cup and take another few sips. I'm peeping over the mug. I wink and sway a little between those nice, strong thighs of yours. Yeah, let's go and check this key. Happy Valentine's, darling.